Good people, I pray you, give ear unto me, a story so strange you have never been told, how the Jesuit devil and Pope did agree, our state to destroy and religion so old, to murder our king, a most horrible thing, but first of Sir Godfrey his death I must sing, for howe'er they disguise it, we clearly can see, who murdered that night no good Christian could be. The truth of my story, if any man doubt, we have witnesses ready to swear it all out. At Somerset House there is plain to be seen a gate which will lead you into the back court. This place for the murder most fitting did seem, for thither much people does freely resort. His body they tossed from pillar to post, and shifted so often, tad like to have been lost. To watch with dark lantern the Jesuits did go, but never mistrusted our honest Bedlow. The truth of my story, if any man doubt, we have witnesses ready to swear it all out. Least such close contrivance at length might take air, when as his dead body corrupted did grow, they carried him out in invisible chair, and set him a horseback to ride at Soho. His own sword to the hilt, to add to their guilt, they thrust through his body, but no blood was spilt. To have thought he was killed by a thief they did mean, so they left all his money and made his shoes clean. The truth of my story, if any man doubt, we have witnesses ready to swear it all out. To show now the excess of Jesuitical rage, they this loyal city to ruin would bring, cause you citizens are so religious and sage, and ever much noted for true to your king. To your houses they go, with fire and with tow, then pilfer your goods, and 'tis well you scape so. Ye have seen how they once set the town all in flame, and divers times since have attempted the same. The truth of my story, if any man doubt, we have witnesses ready to swear it all out. By Bedlow's narration is shown you must clear how Jesuits disguised into houses will creep. In a porter or carman's frock they'll appear, nay, they will not disdain to cry chimney sweep, or sell you small coal, then drop in some hole a fireball, or thrust it up by a long pole. But now I must relate a more tragical thing, how these villains conspired to murder our king. The truth of my story, if any man doubt, we have witnesses ready to swear it all out. At the White Horse in April there was a consort, the Jesuits a covenant wickedly frame. The death of our sovereign was the result, to the which at least 40 all signed their name. They would not do that in the place where they sat. Trusty oaths must convey it from this man to that. To make sure work by poison the deed must be done, and stabbed with a dagger and shot with a gun. The truth of my story, if any man doubt, we have witnesses ready to swear it all out. For fear at St. Omer's their oaths might be missed, they agreed with a devil to appear in his place, in a body of air, believed if to list, which squeaked just like oats and moved with the same grace. To could lie, it could cant, turn eyes like a saint, and of our great doctor no feature did want. Thus 40 might swear they saw oats every day, but true oats was here, and the devil saw they. The truth of my story, if any man doubt, we have witnesses ready to swear it all out. From Father Oliva commissions did come to raise a great army, much treasure is spent. The old man was resolved to take post from Rome, to ride at the head of them was his intent. Lord Belus was fit, who can deny it, to command in his place when gout would permit. Lord Stafford was fittest to trust with their pay, Old Ratcliffe to range them in battle array. The truth of my story, if any man doubt, we have witnesses ready to swear it aloud. The high treasure's place the Lord Powis did please. Men of desperate fortune oft venture too far. Lord Peters would hazard estate and his ease, and life for the Pope to in this holy war. Lord Arundel of old, so warlike and bold, made a choice of a chancellor's gown, we are told. All these did conspire with the Lord Castlemaine, whose plot was to catch his old duchess again. The truth of my story, if any man doubt, we have witnesses ready to swear it all out. Great store of wild Irish, both civil and wise, designed to join with the pilgrims of Spain. 30,000 being ready, they're all in good guise, had vowed a long pilgrimage over the main. To arm well this host, when came on our coast, Black Bill's 40,000 are sent by the post. This army lay privately on the seashore, and no man e'er heard of them since nor before. The truth of my story, if any man doubt, we have witnesses ready to swear it all out.